Good morning. Anthropon zito were the words that Diogenes, the great Greek philosopher who lived in the 4th century BC, used to say as he walked around the city, the neighborhoods, with a lamp in broad daylight, and saying those words, Anthropon zito, I am looking for a human being. I am searching for a human being. I am searching for a real human being. Anthropon zito. Diogenes the Cynic, he's often called, because he was one of the founders of the Cynic school of philosophy. Now, don't confuse the cynical school of philosophy with what we today mean by cynical, which usually just means some little jabs at other people. This was a serious school of philosophy, but I won't discuss it with you today. This is not a lecture in philosophy. But Diogenes was a very outspoken, very controversial figure. He, for example, maintained that all the artificial elements of society were incompatible with happiness. And morality requires a return to the simplicity of nature. He used to say, humans have complicated every simple gift of the gods. And I think that's something that is even more true today. When he was asked where he came from, he replied, I am a citizen of the world, cosmopolitis. I like that. I like to think that about myself too, but I'm not Diogenes. But this was a radical claim in a world where people's identity were intimately connected to citizenship of a particular city-state. He became notorious for carrying a lamp in broad daylight, looking for a real human being. An exile and an outcast, a man with no social identity, Diogenes made a mark on his contemporaries. Today also, one can be Diogenes, and one can do the Diogenes stunt and go around looking for a real human being as we increasingly are losing our humanity. I just find it fascinating. All this talk about artificial intelligence, more and more, everywhere you look, everything you hear, everything you read, so you eventually come across some sort of discussion of artificial intelligence. More and more scientists and social thinkers are losing hope in the human race. I really do believe that. They are losing hope in the human race and are looking to artificial intelligence when humans will evolve, in their wishful thinking, into some higher form of existence. Higher? Now I can get cynical about that idea. Higher? I doubt it. Actually, what we are moving toward is a more homogenized uniformity that appears to be the fate of the human race if current predictions and if current trends continue. We are becoming homogenized. We are becoming uniform. Why aren't people attending to their spiritual needs? Why are fewer and fewer people coming to a liturgy? Because society tells them it's not necessary. You can be happy with your social media, with your sports, with your cable TV. You can be happy with all of that. You can be happy buying the things that are advertised at you, that are thrown at you. I don't usually like to judge people who don't go to liturgy, but I fear that people who do stay away from their spiritual entity, from their spiritual needs, are on their way to destruction of their souls, their minds, their families, their lives. So take that as my once every 10 years words of judgment. Because there is a judgment. And the judgment is not going to come from God. The judgment is going to come by what we turn ourselves into. And the more we focus on our social media and all the other trinkets that society, artificial society, has thrown at us, we are losing our humanity. And so, yes, some of us might one day be walking around like Diogenes with a flashlight looking for a real human being in the midst of robots. Jesus also came looking for a human being. And he found human beings in unexpected places, as today's gospel story. The real human being in today's gospel story is the one who was healed, is the one who was touched by the love and grace of Jesus Christ. The lost, the homogeneous masses, were the ones in the village and the countryside who asked Jesus to go away, please. You're too much, you're shaking us up too much. We can't deal with this. We're very happy with our social structure. We're very happy with what we do, how we earn our income, how we live our lives, in our neat little homes. We don't need somebody coming in here and healing this man and doing other things. Go away, Jesus. We don't need you. We're happy by ourselves. They could not stomach what Jesus did. They could not stomach the fact that he brought out the humanity from a man that they had rejected, that they had thrown out. And just like they threw out that man and had him living out among the tombs, so also they threw out Jesus. Another great Greek philosopher, Anaxagoras, who lived in the 5th century BC, I bought this wonderful book. Every time I go to Greece, I love buying books because they know how to do books in Greece. And I bought this book that has all sorts of passages and quotes from the great philosophers of the ancient times. So Anaxagoras, who lived in the 5th century, said the following: Panda chrimata inomou, ita onous elthon afta diekosmisa. A little difficult to translate, but basically what he's saying: in the beginning, all things were indistinguishable. Panda in omu, the same. Then came mind, nous, and arranged them, gave them meaning, brought out their beauty. I love that verb, diakosmise. It's not a typical word, diakosmeo, a word that means to arrange, to organize, better yet, to adorn in various manners and various ways, in a variety of ways. The human mind brought out the uniqueness and the beauty of everything which before had been the same, indistinguishable. It's sort of a secular version or a philosophical version of what we read in the book of Genesis, where in the beginning everything was just a mass, and God spoke and said, let there be light, Let there be the firmament. Let there be land. Let there be sea. Let there be animals. Let there be fish. Let there be plants. And finally, let there be human beings. What the Bible attributes to God, the ancient Greeks attributed to the mind, the human mind. Well, it's up to each of us to choose which of the two is closer to the truth. Even in modern Greek, we speak of diakosmesis, which is what an interior decorator does. Brings out the beauty of the house through adornment, through ornaments, through arrangements. That's a profound idea that Anaxagoras had. And it's the exact opposite of what is happening today. The mind of man can decorate the world, can bring out its manifold beauties, and give names to the variety. Even Genesis says that man gave names to all the animals. Perhaps I fear that today the human mind has grown weary of itself and of the world. We become cynical, but not in the philosophical sense, in the cheap sense. We prefer to narrow the world down to fewer and fewer elements. We like uniformity. Look at how people dress. Go anywhere in the world, people have their iPhones or their Androids or their Samsungs. I was shocked last week to read that 75%, please take this to heart because it's devastating. And probably before we become artificial intelligences, we probably will starve to death or turn to eating artificial foods. Why? Because according to one very important study, 75% of all insects have already disappeared from the planet Earth. If you know what insects do in life, in the world, in nature, that's something to be concerned about. And it's no laughing matter. Oh yeah, you mean fewer mosquitoes? Wonderful. Sure. But also fewer butterflies, fewer insects that pollinate flowers and the food we eat. Not only are we destroying animal and insect life on the planet, we are eradicating the variety of plants. There are, here in Maine, we are in one of the most wondrous parts of the United States because of its original woods. And Henry David Thoreau, the great American philosopher and naturalist, wrote one of his most famous books right here in Maine called Maine Woods. He could not write such a book today because most of the original trees of Maine have disappeared. And there are only a few species now that are being planted after the forestry industry destroys forests and they replant, but it's only a few species now that are being planted. So the original variety of trees that Thoreau wrote about, most of them are gone. There are very few places in Maine, I think there may be one or two places still, where there's still something of the original woods of Maine. The rest is all gone. And that's what we're doing with plants, with animals, with each other, with the way we live our lives, the way we dress, how we entertain ourselves. We are losing the variety. So we are undoing what Anaxagoras wrote about. We've grown tired of creativity and original thinking. When is the last time you saw a great modern painting? I haven't. When is the last time you heard a piece of music written today that's going to still be heard 50 years from now or 100 years from now? We're losing it. We seem to have grown tired. And that is a very scary thing. And maybe people have grown tired also of being members of a church, because it's all the same. Well, it's not all the same. It's not all the same. You want sameness? Stay home. Or go to the mall and hang out at the food court. That's sameness. This is not sameness, because we are not the same when we come here. And I am not the same. And what I say to you today is not the same as what I said last Sunday. Jesus comes today like Diogenes, looking for a human being. Let's be part of that search.